the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Welcome to Monday's podcast. If you're playing along at home, Sarah's baths are now so hot that she's getting dry skin.
I mean, look, big ticket things here. I mean, I once sent a photo to Lise of me after being in the bath.
It was like a prawn.
And it was, one half of me was cooked and the other wasn't from sitting in the tub.
Very
but it's making my skin so itchy. I'm like bloody Daenerys Targaryen. I'm the dragon that she rides. And we got given some free Miranda Kerr stuff, so I've been using that body oil. But for me to pump all the oil over my behemoth body, I'm already out half the jar.
Why don't you just buy a jar of coconut oil? So just scoop it out with your hands.
Don't you cook with it?
I don't think that absorbs properly, though. You want it to be absorbed really quickly.
No, it does.
I don't know. Leave a comment in the podcast section.
What
Sarah use on a dry section? You know, on the review. Don't review it.
The review of what? I've got an Android phone. How do I review it?
I don't know. You're the technical person,
Scott. Saying this.
Because it's incorrect.
Has anybody actually left one of those? You know what? Listen to the show and we'll let
you know. You know what? You're one step away from being like, leave a comment on the radio show, on your radio. Just write in chalk on your radio.
I left a comment.
Those Two Girls.
It is Monday.
Yes, we know that, Lise.
Well, I just sometimes
because you need a bit of help remembering what the day is. We know.
It's a tough day, Monday, just in general.
How was yesterday Sunday?
I think it was.
Yeah, okay, cool.
I believe.
And what's tomorrow going
Tuesday.
To be? Honestly, it's like being on play school. If we had a window here and a rocket clock, it would be even better.
I miss that. Remember the arch window, the square window? I loved that part of the show.
Yeah, I became quite competitive with it, though. And, you know, if Noni got it right and I got it wrong, it wasn't a happy day.
Noni. Was Noni ever nominated for a Gold Logie? I bet she was.
Surely.
You know what?
I'm so sure she was.
Leave that in my hands.
I mean, that's a crime if Noni hasn't got a Logie.
I'm sure she's won a Logie.
Because she did the really moving speech. But was that Hall of Fame?
That's right. Oh, maybe that was Hall of Fame.
Look, there's a lot of pressure on.
Yeah, no, it was Hall of Fame. She's a Hall of Fame recipient.
Was that last year?
Nah, 2016.
Wow. Okay. Wow.
And what year is it now, Lise?
I don't know.
It's 2019, isn't it? It's Monday in 2019. So, all right, Gold Logies nominees have been announced.
Yes.
Yesterday. We've got Waleed from The Project, Tom Gleason.
Yep.
Comedian and from Hard Chat, Amanda Keller.
She'll
take it
out, I reckon.
That's who your money's on, is it?
I think so.
Well, we've also, there's Sam Mack, Sunrise's weather
him.
Presenter. Look, he is an official friend of the show.
Yes, he is.
And by saying that, it means he actually accepts our calls. but there's
a few surprises, isn't there? There's Costa.
There's a big surprise.
Costa from Gardening Australia. And I love that he's in there because he is. It's a heritage show. He's the face of that show. He's a cool guy. And I think that it's wonderful that he's made the list.
I love an outside bet, but I wonder how Costa will win it. I think that his campaign needs to include handing out how to vote cards at every Bunnings garden section on a Saturday or Sunday.
That's a good idea, Sarah.
Yeah, I think so.
Who are you going to vote for? Have you ever voted at a Logies thing? Because this
no.
one's voted on by the public.
No.
The Gold Logie is the public are in charge of that, whereas the other categories, it's a panel. So we can actually do something here.
Hmm.
I've never voted on anything.
Well, if I vote
not even
something,
on,
I really,
not even on The Voice.
I voted for Dancing with the Stars.
Did you?
Yeah, I did.
Who?
I did vote You've for got, Samuel Johnson.
Oh,
I did.
Did you? I thought you would have voted for that good-looking guy.
Jet Kenny.
Yeah.
He got my heart vote, but my money vote went to Sam.
Your stalker vote?
Yeah. no, I think we need to think about this, Lise. I think if we're going to throw our... Oh, you're right. I think if we're going to throw our support behind a Gold Logie nominee, we have to put some thought into it and then kind of try and make a little early breakfast campaign for them.
Okay. All right. I'll do that on Tuesday.
I've just been handed a piece of paper by one of our bosses. Earlier in this morning's program, Lise Carlo referred to Amanda Keller as being the likely winner due to the fact that Amanda Keller competes with one of our radio stations. Lise is retracting that statement. Okay, cool.
Have something in common with a woman in Connecticut who has just settled a lawsuit against a spa, a beauty salon. She's won the case for $400,000 after an eyebrow wax went terribly wrong.
Oh, no.
Long story short, she was laying on the table, about to get her eyebrows waxed. The beauty therapist got into an argument with another staff member and accidentally dripped some of the hot wax onto the woman's eye. Look, she hasn't...
Into the eye. Yes, I suppose it would be open if you're just expecting an eyebrow wax.
Right.
Oh, that's bad.
Anyway, she's won the lawsuit. She had some medical expenses. Fair enough.
Hang on, you...
I'm not the litigious type, so I don't say I've never sued anybody, but
I have had... Well, it's hard to sue yourself with what you did.
I have had a run-in with some hot wax, Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Okay. Go on. So you're the OG, right?
I'm the OG wax
queen.
Accident.
Okay,
queen.
Yeah.
So one time I was trying to wax my eyebrows on my own, and I'm quite good at it, but I was in a massive rush and I thought, I can do this. I can actually do this in a matter of minutes. Got distracted. The hot wax dripped all over my eye. Like, imagine a pirate's eye patch. Okay, imagine that. My entire eye was covered and I was like, oh my. So no wax got into my eye, thank goodness. But I was sealed shut by red wax and I was by myself in the house and
yes.
I thought, oh my God. And
did
I was
you go into
laughing.
Panic mode?
Yes, I panicked, but I was also laughing and crying hysterically.
Did you have baby oil? Because you're supposed to get baby wax off with baby oil.
Was that much wax, Sarah, that baby oil would have, and it had dried.
So what happened? Did you just...
I had to rip it off.
Ugh.
And in the process of ripping it off, when I finally opened my eye to see the damage, I had no eyelashes left. None. I looked at the patch of wax
that was
in my hand.
Like international model on one half and then the Mona Lisa on the other.
Sarah, I looked at the patch of wax that was now in my hands and my entire row of eyelashes was like, look, it was
please.
Like Snuffleupagus was staring back at me.
DIY waxes.
And I was just like, and I looked at my eye and it actually strangely didn't hurt. You would think that waxing your own eyelashes
off. Because you were in shock.
Maybe. The adrenaline.
Your body went into fright.
So I had to go to work that day and I was like, how am I going to do this? Are people going to notice? So I put a little bit of eyeliner on where my eyelashes were no longer. I was like hoping.
Subtle. Are people going to notice? Why is Lee's giving me a stink eye with one eye?
And my colleagues at work were like, you've done something. Like, what is it? You look a little bit different. Have you done something different to your hair or are you trying a new eye makeup look? And I was like, I have no eyelashes left.
Oh.
They're like, holy cow, that's what's gone wrong. There you go. Anyway, it took a while to grow back.
I had a friend who DIY'd her own bikini wax and she ended up with 9 stitches in emergency.
Oh, no.
Yeah, the wax didn't come off. Yeah. So it could always, there's always someone out there who's suffering more. So you had no eyelashes. She had something.
They've never grown back the same, guys, by the way.
Wow, fun fact. From the OG. From the wax accident OG.
They've never grown back the same. They're quite short.
It's a good waxident story there, Lee.
It's a waxident, yeah.
It's a waxident.
Mm-hmm. You should have sued yourself for $400,000, like that girl did.
I'd do it again if I got $400,000.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
I'm angry.
Lee and Sarah's.
I have never been this angry in my entire life.
Triggered.
Oh, it's been a long time between triggers. Of course, it's a little opportunity for you to get off your chest the tiny things that have just irritated you no end. For example, a bloke down in Adelaide was watching his beloved Adelaide Crows lose against the West Coast Eagles on the weekend. And he went and he bought himself a meat pie and a packet.
At the footy.
Yeah, that's right. And he bit into the meat pie. No meat. No meat.
What? Triggered.
No meat. Just the pastry. That is it. I mean, how triggering is that?
Well, if you like the meat filling, yes. But if you like
most
the pastry...
Most people do. When they buy a meat pie, they do want the meat filling,
I've
found.
How good's Philo, though?
I don't think...
Is it called Philo or Philo?
Philo.
Is that another trigger?
Quite possibly. All right, if you've got something that's irritated you no end, call us on 131060. Lise, have you got one?
I do. It's still about food, though, so I wish I had come up with a different one. When you reach for the leftovers in the fridge, you know, like you're planning, you know, like that's going to be my lunch. It's going to be so good because it's been marinating in its own juices overnight. It's going to be great. And then you reach for it, someone else has already gotten to them before you.
Triggered.
I've got one. I've got one. Couples who celebrate their 3-month anniversary.
Triggered.
Okay? That's not an anniversary. That's 12 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
12 weeks of togetherness. Mm-hmm. Don't put it anywhere.
Who do you know that's done that?
Oh, I know a few people.
Really?
Some losers in my life.
Are they like 14? You really do have losers in my life.
It's such a suggestion that they don't think they're actually going to make a milestone. Well, yes, well, better celebrate whatever comes.
We've got to 3 months.
But is it ever the bloke? It's never the bloke.
It's never the bloke.
Surely it's never the bloke.
Oh, no. He's planning on making sure it's not 4 months. 13, 10, 60, what are the little things that have irritated you?
Yes, we are doing triggered. Guys, stop it. I'm trying to do my work here. Don't look at me.
Oh, sorry. Okay, Tom Cruise, take it easy.
I'm
don't look her in the eye,
just
Scott.
Looking at your faces. Here are some of our favourites so you understand what we're doing.
13, 10, 60, if there's a little thing that's irritated you this
just
week.
Play it.
Here's some examples.
Thank you, Scott.
I went to a restaurant and I ordered a Coke. And they came and gave me a Pepsi.
Triggered.
When you're on job site, you've got a radio station on, and then another tradie comes on and puts it over on.
Triggered.
When you go to the pub and you order a steak or a chicken parma, and they put the chips under it, so the chips go all soggy.
Yeah. That's it.
It's the disappointing.
Napkin. Sometimes I put the napkin
Sarah
under
it. Just, like I the cannot stand the number of cafes that put the serviette under the food.
It triggers you
well,
deeply.
Well, it's already dirty before I need to wipe my
That's
mouth
right.
with it.
You know what triggers me? 13, 10, 60, if you have anything along these lines, when you're walking past your kitchen and your sleeve gets caught on the door handles or the drawer handles.
And that only ever happens when you're already in a bad mood.
You're already in a rush.
Okay,
You're in a rush and then I'm held, I'm pinned to the counter via my sleeve.
I would also add one, and that is people who run marathons in novelty costumes.
Triggered.
Okay? Because that to me is just like, they're like, nah, 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 nah. I run faster than you and I do it in a Big Bird suit. Like,
how do they even do that?
Here I am in my fastest Lycra still plodding away at the back of the pack. I was like, ugh, give them the ups.
Tutus. They do it all, don't they? They're very good.
Yes. Mike on 13, 10, 60. I'm guessing you've got a triggered, something really little that's irritated you no end.
Yeah, g'day, guys. Well, me and Mrs., she says so forth and so forth as opposed to
so on and so forth.
Very good.
Hold on. So she'll be telling a story, Mike, and she'll be like, so forth and so forth. That's how it goes.
That really gets me.
Have you tried to correct her?
I have. Many times, however, it just does not work.
Is this her way of just annoying you now in reverse, Mike?
I think she really thinks it works and that's how it goes, but however, it doesn't.
Have you explained to her that it's incorrect to say so forth and so forth, or does she not believe you that it's so on and so forth?
She does not care.
Mike, you've been my favourite thing about Monday so far. Jared.
Put a star next to his name. We like Mike.
Mike can call any time. Jared on 13, 10, 60, what's triggered you lately?
When someone buys a puppy and you go, gee, that's a cute dog, and they go, oh, no, it's our fur baby. And then they get a
triggered.
Yeah.
A dog.
Yeah. Jared, I do feel you here, and I feel like we're in a minority of people who do not say fur child, because I've got a cat. And it didn't come out of my body, so it's not my fur child. It's my pet.
If my son was a werewolf, yes, I'd call him my fur baby. He's not.
I mean, if you had a particularly hirsute child, that would apply. I agree.
That would be.
But they are not fur. I mean, I understand though, Jared. People love their animals deeply. They love them like the love. that you have for a child.
No, it's not the same. It's not the same. That's the worst thing. Comparing. Nah, don't, Lise, because this is going to annoy Jared if you go down this path as well. Having a pet is not the same as having a kid. You can love them. They can form a wonderful part of your family. But it's not the same, is it, Jared?
You don't have to convince me, guys. I didn't birth my Great Dane because I wouldn't be here with us today if that were the case.
Oh, my God.
So I'm with you. I'm just trying to not deeply offend all our other listeners who might be like, they are my fur baby.
This isn't a case of offence. If you are somebody that equates your dog or cat to a newborn baby, you need a reality check.
It must be uncomfortable sitting there on the fence, is it, Lise?
Listen, I just, you know, that's why people hate you and they like me.
Look, there's been a crime committed whereby it would technically be a break and enter. But
like a burglary in a home.
Yes.
Okay.
But I think it's actually the perfect crime. And why on earth you'd press charges is beyond me. Let me set the scene.
Okay.
A man named Nate arrived back to his house with his 5-year-old son.
Mm-hmm.
And he noticed that the back door was slightly ajar and it had been firmly shut when they left. So he thought, oh, hello, something's gone amiss in here. And he walked into the house to see that it was in a much tidier state than when he had left. And he could distinctly smell bleach and other cleaning products.
A bit of eucalyptus.
In the air. That's right.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it can do everything, eucalyptus, can't it?
I just bought a new can of eucalyptus and it made me
very happy. Bicarb soda.
Okay,
you know,
hold on. So did his wife just come home and clean like the rest? Like,
well, I think he's a single dad. So he's walked in the house and then he got to the bathroom and noticed an origami rose made of toilet paper left on the bathroom handle. And he walked into his 5-year-old son's bedroom and saw that it had never been tidier in the entire time they'd lived there.
The doona was over the bunks.
So somebody broke into his house and cleaned it entirely. Nothing was stolen. Nothing was removed. It was just left.
Was there a note?
In a really creepy way. No. No.
So did he press charges? What an
idiot.
He
hasn't pressed charges, but he obviously called the police to say something's amiss here.
And what was the...
Well, the police reckon it was probably a cleaning company who'd got the wrong address and thought they were at the right place and then just, you know, wiggled the lock or what have you to get in. I mean, that's the kind of cleaning company that is persistent. They don't give up in the face of adversity. They just break
into
clean
out. That's
my dream
too. That is dead set my dream.
That is the perfect crime. Any burglars want to come out and clean my house and not take anything? Please, I'll leave you a key.
Any cooking services want to break in and prepare like a 3-course dinner for me? Because I'm down for that.
Well, you've just upped it up to the ante. That wasn't on the table, but okay.
Yeah, but imagine that.
What if,
that would be good.
What if you give out your address on here and let them know which door's the easy one to open? And
well, the one your dog
The dog opens the doors at our place, so we're all sorted, thanks.
Come in.
I'll let my Great Dane
Minnie walks around and sprays a bit of eucalyptus in every room. She has opposable thumbs now.
What a skill. What a skill.
We're back on your radio at 5 tomorrow.
We'll be better then.
Don't make promises you can't keep, Sarah.
Mondays are always tough.
Mondays are
Hang
tough
in there,
show.
Guys.
So tired after the weekend.
I feel that everyone in their cars, though, is like, it's relatable. You know, they're like, yes, girls, we can tell that you are struggling
Monday
with
is
the rest of us.
Far more tough for the people in their cars at 5 a.m. with the radio on.
Do we make it worse? We don't.
100%.
Well, no.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Well, that was today's show.
Sarah, I've got your cat cage in my car.
Oh, I'm so uncomfortable regarding
Thank you.
This.
Thank you very much for doing that. Much appreciated.
I'm going to start crying again, that's for sure.
Well, what I think I've actually bought for my cat was a chicken cage.
Yeah, it did look strange, Sarah. I thought it was a very high tech.
Me too. It's great because it's a cat cage where you can open it from the top, but then it also has a side door that opens. So I can just, my cat can walk in there. But then somebody on Instagram sent a message saying that's a chicken cage.
Oh, my gosh.
Guys, all our chickens died bar one.
What?
Oh, gosh.
From what?
I just realised. I just remembered. Dane walked in the other day and he was like, they're all dead.
But, like, were they just lying there or were they gone? Were they...
Well, we went.
Minnie have one in her gob?
No, Minnie doesn't. Has never harmed the chickens. We had 7, then that got whittled down to 3, and now we're down to 1.
But so what's been happening to them?
We don't know.
It's not responsible chicken ownership, is it? Snake?
It might be a snake. It might be a fox.
Like, have you seen a really big python with a huge swelling in its belly?
No, they were getting really old too. I mean, look, there was definitely a tussle because there's feathers everywhere.
Oh, gosh.
I mean, so you're like, they were getting old. Okay, I found when people, animals die, they don't just disappear in a puff of feathers behind. So
something's been eating them. Something's eaten them.
So you need to be really careful around the chook pen because you don't know what it is.
Well, no, I don't know what it is.
So you've got one chicken left. What's her name?
I think it's unfair to, we might just let her out in the wild, that one, because I... It's not fair for her to be on her own. Do we just knock it on the head? Like, I'm not going to knock it on the head, although my grandma said she can do it.
Grandma!
Do you know what's really interesting?
We are such a generation of softies, though, because we would have been doing that back in the day.
And you know what? My grandparents were telling me nigh on 3 weeks ago, they're like, oh, and there was the man next door that had the chickens that he'd prepare for everybody. And I was like as in killed and gave it. Yes. I'm like,
yeah.
There was a man next door with chickens.
Yeah, we're just soft now because we go in the cities and just go and get a barbecue chook from Woolies for $9 and don't have to go through the whole process.
I'd love a barbecue chook from Woolies.
Of everything. But yeah, well, I don't think you just let her out into the wild.
No,
that may be safer than whatever.
But I just don't know, like, if they operate in a group, like, you know, they're in a flock of chooks. She's going to be lonely, desperately lonely.
Why don't you buy another chicken?
Because they're horrific with new incoming chooks.
But if there's only two of them, there's no pecking order, is there?
Well, there would be.
I mean, look at us. Is there a pecking order with us? We're two chooks trapped in a pen.
There's a pecking order. I'm sorry, I don't have the music to play. I've already closed my Zeta down.
Oh, God.
My teeth are so sore, guys.
Yeah.
Stress about the chickens now, too. That's what it is.
I'm not going to kill the chickens. If anyone's going to leave a message in the podcast notes, I'm not killing chickens.
Of what a cervix dilated to 10 centimetres looks like. Isn't that amazing?
Why are you looking at that, Scott? Are you pregnant?
It's on my Instagram. Yeah. Isn't that amazing? It's huge.
Well, yeah, I know.
Yeah, it is massive.
Bodies are amazing.
Did you dilate to 10 centimetres?
Yes, I did.
It's amazing.
It's not the dilation. It's how quickly the dilation happens. Because the dilation isn't that. It's the short, it's like the coming. So then the baby comes out.
Yeah.
So the stretch is fine, doable. But it's how quickly you get from zero to like 10 centimetres. Lee's here, very efficient birther.
Mm.
Basically.
How quickly?
40 minutes.
Both?
No. First one was six hours.
Oh, did you hate it?
No, that's quick.
That's still very quick. still very quick. But Maxie, given they were both 10-pound babies as well.
No, Maxie was smaller. He wasn't
that
big.
He was 9, sorry. Oh, my God. Whereas me, 52 hours.
Really? I would have hated every second of that.
Yeah, it wasn't great. I was always somebody who was like, I will be in my nighty on the bed. And by the end of it, I was just naked on a football, like,
yeah, like a hell.
In the shower. There's no.
By the end of it, Sarah was listing dislikes about everybody in the room. And you!
Yeah.
The doctor!
I was like, just shut up. Yeah, it was a long time. That's so you're much better off being efficient like Lee's and just getting the job done than being a little bit useless in the cervical department. With the dilation.
Mm.
I have to
anyway,
go,
you started that,
great.
Scott.
I did start it, and I don't regret it.
I can't wait till Scott's pregnant.
Neither can I. All right, love you both. Bye.
Tickety-boo. Off she goes home. That's it for today's Those Two Girls catch-up. But you can score even more catch-ups just like this one. Download the Hit app and keep up with the girls on Facebook and Instagram.